This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Let's speak to Dr. Aaron Motsoaledi, the Minister of Health. We're looking at the work that has been done. As you'd remember, there was a report, and we spoke to the Commission about this, but there was a report following a study from the Department of Chemistry at the University of Free State talking about the presence of EDCs in all 23 sanitary pads and panty liners. But the Minister said the levels of ECDs were low and that the regulatory authorities in South Africa will continue to play their regulating role in the products that are out there. So we've got Dr. Aaron Motsoaledi on the line. Minister, good evening and welcome.
Good evening, Gamola, and good evening to the listeners of Capricorn FM.
Good evening. Thank you very much for your time. And Minister, there were concerns when there was this report released by the Department of Chemistry at the University of Free State around presence of ECDs in sanitary pads, and people were worried about whether they're safe to use. So I saw you at a press briefing, but just give us background on what did you do as the department around the issue.
Kamala, it's an understatement to say there was concern. There was actually a lot of fear and anxiety. Many people who were using these sanitary pads were very anxious. Mm. And even in parliament, they were anxious. They asked us questions. Mm. But for the past 2 weeks, since the study came out, we kept our nerve to come and arrive at the bottom of exactly what's going to happen, so that when we talk to the nation, we talk only facts and figures, and we don't mislead people and cause more anxiety than what has already been caused.
Yes.
So what we did, we called a number of experts around the country. The research that was released on the 25th of February, 2026, by the Department of Analytical Chemistry at the University of Free State, done on 16 sanitary pads and 7 panty liners, was saying there are small quantities of endocrine disrupting chemicals, which are colloquially referred to as EDCs, that were present in this sanitary pads and panty liners. And the study then concluded that menstrual products are a significant but overlooked source of exposure to EDC, endocrine disrupting substances. Now, your next question will be, what are these endocrine disrupting substances? You need to know what they are. These are chemicals that are natural or human-made. They occur in nature, or they can be made by human beings in the factory. And then what are hormones then? Hormones are chemical messengers which are produced by endocrine gland. They are released in the blood to regulate vital physiological processes like your metabolism, what you eat, how it gets digested, how it gets absorbed, your growth, your reproduction, mood, and even sleep-wake cycles. Now, they are saying these chemicals disrupt that, which is quite a very sensitive matter. Now, the next moment, everybody would like to know how. Were these things found on panty liners and pads only? And the answer is no. These ECDs are found everywhere. Mm. In science, they say they are ubiquitous. It means they are present, they are appearing, and they are found everywhere. They are ever present in low concentration in the food we eat, in foodstuffs. Mm. They are found in household products, they are in personal care and beauty products like toothpaste, shampoo, conditioners, body lotion, lipsticks, clothing, electronics. They are all found in those things. They are even found in agriculture, widely used as pesticides. Mm. So now, what this a new finding by the University of Free State? No, it definitely was not. Mm. It has been known as early as the 1920s. Scientists knew about the existence of this EDCs, as I'm saying, in nature or manufactured by people. So it was nothing new. Now then, why was there such a study? That's our puzzle, really, because it came as if this was a new discovery when it has actually been known. So what we did, we convened experts in our country, divided into two groups. We've got scientists, researchers, and clinicians, and other health workers. But we also have regulatory authorities and institutions. We brought them together. Who are our scientists and researchers? The prime research, medical research company in the country is South African Medical Research Council. That is the prime, which is recognized internationally. That if you want to know the truth about something research in medicine, you go to the South African Medical Research Council. The second one is our National Health Laboratory Service, which is a network of 265 laboratories scattered all over the country. Any sample which is taken from the human body, be it blood, be it urine, feces, cerebrospinal fluid or whatever, which is taken from our body to test if there's a disease, it will end up in the National Health Laboratory Services if it was taken from public hospitals. So we knew exactly that they've got information. We also called the National Institute of Occupational Health. And lastly, we have got people, Gamla,
yes,
who every day when they wake up, their work is to deal with women and the private parts of women and issues of menstruation, issues of pregnancy, issues of childbirth. These are called obstetricians and gynecologists. They've got a society called the South African Society of Obstetricians and Gynecologists, and they also have South African Society of Reproductive Medicine and Gynecological Endoscopy. You will appreciate, Gamola, that this research affects women and their reproductive organs. And you know, yes. So we called them and said, you deal with women every day when you go to work. What do you know and what have you found out? Then we brought regulatory bodies, South African Health Products Regulatory Authority, or SAHPRA. Every medicine you take must have been registered by SAHPRA. And then we also called the National Consumer Commission. I'm sure you know about it.
Yes.
They control consumer goods and the National Regulator for compulsory specifications. Then we went outside the country. We got the United Nations. The prime health organization under the United Nations is called the World Health Organization. They've got a directorate that deals with chemicals and radiation. So we invited them to come in. These people sat together to evaluate the study, and the following came out.
We're continuing our conversation with Dr. Aaron Motsoaledi. We're looking at the press briefing following the work that was done, investigation around the presence of EDCs in sanitary pads and panty liners. Minister, you were saying you've brought together all these institutions, organizations, and then you were going to the findings that they've made.
Yeah. Firstly, the finding that NDCs have been there and they've been known since 1920. It's nothing new. Secondly, that the ECDs on sanitary pads has also been known, that 20 publications have already been produced over the years about ECDs in sanitary pads. So it was not a new finding to know that sanitary pads contain these things. 20 publications have already been done, but all of them, all the 20, did not demonstrate any inference of clinical harm because of the presence. And of course, that ECDs are ubiquitous. They are found everywhere. In fact, they said actually the exposure to this chemical is actually higher in men than in women. Remember the whole... Hello?
Yes, yes, Minister, you were saying it's higher in men than in women.
Yeah. Remember the anxiety was women.
Yes.
But they say, no, these ECDs are found more in men than women because of occupational exposure, you know? And this is not surprising because a study has already been done in China where they found that 40% of EDCs come from foodstuffs. The other 40% come from personal care products, which are making industries. Personal care products, as I said, like cosmetics, lipsticks, toothpaste, etc. And 18% come from indoor dust because these chemicals are found in soil. So the dust that come into our home also contain them. You know, so they said because men work in most of these industries, they are the one who are more exposed actually than women.
So at the end, Minister, as you said, there was fear. That fear is allayed that they are not in a concentrated form enough to be of any harm to anyone.
Yes, and who determined that? There is an organization which is an international body called Cosmetic Ingredient Expert Panel. They are the ones who determine the relevant concentration. And yes, the chemicals in all these things I've mentioned are in such low concentration that they should not make anybody to worry. And the World Organization actually went further to say, since scientists knew about these ECDs for more than 100 years, they've been curious to research. These chemicals that are there in human life, can they cause anything? Do they cause, can they harm anybody? And as I said, Gamla, we called the South African Obstetrics and Gynecology Association. We called them. They examine women every day. And you said, you guys, over the years, do you remember any woman coming to you because they've been harmed by sanitary pads or panty liners or there was a disease found in them related to that? They said no. We then, at the network of laboratories, as I told you, there are 265. Do they remember any blood or any sample or anything sent to them from a doctor who said, I examined this woman and this is what I found? I've found sent blood to a laboratory. These are the results. They said no. They've never tested anything whatsoever over the ages about any doctor complaining about something that was caused by EDC. They said no, that has never happened. Yes, and remember, this study did not test any human samples. It was just done in a laboratory. And so even at the university itself in Gamla, we phoned the Department of Chemical Pathology. Chemical pathology is a study you do in fourth year medicine. I also did that study. That studies the issues of chemicals inside the human body. Chemicals of your own chemicals and chemicals that come from outside. You study them in chemical pathology. They say they were not involved in this study. We called endocrinologists because they say these chemicals disrupt endocrine glands and hormones which are produced by endocrine glands. We ask endocrinologists, people who work with these glands every day, whether they know anything. They said no, they've never been told. So we're asking ourselves, what then is this all about?
So are you going to engage the department that did this study in the university?
We've already engaged them. When we started this thing, remember, we wanted clarity. Before we brought these experts, we phoned the department. They say, what is this? Well, they said, yeah, we did a study, academically, etc. Then we said, because they are not a clinical department, meaning Gamla. They don't deal with human beings, that department of chemistry. They don't deal with what is in the human body. In fact, they know nothing about the human body. Yeah, so we said, let's call those who know about the human body in the same university. And who are they? It's the Department of Chemical Pathology. They know about chemicals in the human body.
Yes.
They study them every day. So we phone them. And we phone them endocrinologists. We phone gynecologists in the same university. They said, no, we were not involved in this study. We don't know anything about this.
Thank you very much. But maybe also, just before we let you go, lastly, Minister, what do you say then to those that do studies, produce them, publicize them, that has potential of causing an outcry, potential of making people apprehensive?
Well, as I've already said, the prime organization or institution in the country that does research on human beings, diseases on human beings, is South African Medical Research Council. Their CEO and president, Professor Ntobe Kutusi, was there, and even yesterday in the press conference, he told them that scientists are obliged to follow well-established scientific methods and protocols, and scientists need to know and understand the avenues of reporting their findings, meaning they should have come to bodies like there and say, we made a study, these are our findings. They will have been guided by other scientists, if you know what I mean. But also, a number of scientists, much as I don't control them as a minister, when they've done a study that affects human beings, before they publish, they come to speak to us. Not for us to influence them to change anything, but just to warn us that there is this study coming out.
Yes.
And we'll call other experts, and if there's something wrong, we'll challenge them.
All
and
right.
say, this study you are releasing to human beings, why is it like this? Why is it like that? Then if they release it, it will be that they've been warned or they've been advised, you know.
All right.
Not just wake up and find something that scares all the women in the country about something that they've been using for ages and nothing happening to them.
Well, thank you very much for your time, Minister. Good evening to you.
Thank you very much, Ngamla.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.